cat. My cat sleeps on the kitchen table, black and white across the Sunday New York Times. It is 3 o'clock. No cat anywhere is ever awake at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's part of some union agreement, forged long before this one, laid at his mother's feet, pink and black, limbs too short to be of any use, tail a tender triangle, torso limp and long and looking like something extruded. In this contract between feline and human, it is obvious who is management and who is labor. For it is he who naps in a tuxedo, and I who clean the toilet. He yawns, draws python wide, blinks, and resumes the position.
House. Mostly I remember your laugh, from when we'd giggle in bed and couldn't stop, till we'd gasp for air and our stomachs hurt, afraid we'd lose control and pee ourselves. I hadn't laughed like that since I was a kid. With that kind of laughter, I knew you'd find somebody else, probably somebody pretty good. And I know you're hoping again that you won't have to tell this one either, that after you move in together, you'll find yourself slipping in your dreams back to that other house, much older, that you seem to know. And after the white cats run out squalling and scratching at you, you'll pull the rotten boards off the doorway, step into the damp darkness where the old man, when he hears you, opens his eyes and sits up through cobwebs, and again, you'll feel his breath against your neck, his leathery tongue inside your ear, his dry bone pumping against your thigh. If this is what romance brings you, I can't blame you for running away. But what about when you're running for the 10th or 20th time? When I would have stayed with you through the nightmare, and when each time you run, you smash another set of china, break the new table and chairs, spill over the houseplants that were set on the windowsill to celebrate the beginning of the new house.
My pillow got wet, so I'm going to wing this. My mood ring never changed color. It was dark black for the entire year. One night, she came into my room wearing a Kelly green dress. We walked in and out of the clouds until finally I asked her, "Is there a God?" "No," she said. "Now go back to sleep and remember to put raisins in your meatballs."
A doomed affair. They'd had sex in the cemetery not once, but many times. It's the last refuge of illicit lovers, the only place you can go in broad daylight and not be seen. Among the long dead with their mossy blankets, just two more horizontal bodies. The ghosts and ghouls laughed, covered their eye sockets with bony fingers. Some danced, wiggled their pelvises. Others floated 2 or 3 feet above the ground, aghast. Later, after dark, the lovers would meet again, a few blocks from the cemetery, in a shabby bar on Baltimore Ave. The cemetery groundskeepers would often come in, pass by the couple's table, smile and wink. "Haven't seen you in a while." The woman would give a little half-wave, turn back to her beer, thinking, "Yeah, we've been busy digging our own graves."
And that is the end of our first performance. Jody Kaloji.